Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little SRV, little Stevie Ray bringing this back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 17 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gerald Salente is our guest, our good friend, the director, the founder of Trends Research Institute, publisher of Trends Journal, which is a very important publication that I've been telling you about now for almost 18 years, the author of Trends Journal, also What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. That's a great book, by the way, folks, and he's our good friend, Gerald Salente. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy, and in the last segment, we talked about the fact that the economy currently, on a national level, is rigged against Main Street. It's the financial capitalists against the Main Street capitalists, in my opinion, right now, it seems. What do you think?
Well, they're not financial capitalists. It's more of a fascism.
Yeah.
And the merger of state and corporate powers by definition. So they're running the show. But here's the thing. There are golden opportunities with this. Because the bigger they get, the thinner their profit margins are. And you look at retail. I mean, look what's going on, whether it's Kohl's or Macy's, mm-hmm. Gap.
Seriously.
You go up and down the line. So what happens is they end up shedding different sectors and different products that they're not making enough money on. And those are the ones to look at to bring back. Also, they've lost innovation. We're having a seminar here.
The reason they've lost it, and folks, the reason they've lost innovation is because they're not investing in it.
That's right. All they're investing in is profit margin.
Exactly.
And they buy up other companies, put everybody else out of business, and then keep grabbing larger market share, but there's no innovation. So we're having a conference here in up in Colonial Kingston, New York, in the middle of July 22nd. Anyway, it's called On Trendpreneurs. So to be an entrepreneur, get on trend, because the two go together. Don't go into a business because you think. Make it be a business that you know. That you know that there's market gaps and market opportunities in it. So what we're going to be doing is we're teaching people how to track trends, how to look at them. And before, and whether you have a business that's going on now, whether you want a career change, or you want to build your current business or build your career, get on trend. So On Trendpreneurs is what we're really pushing through. So because we believe that's the future of America. The future of America is to bring it back to Main Street, taking it out of Washington, taking it out
right.
of Wall Street and bringing it back to Main Street.
And you know my audience has been hearing me. That's been my song now, especially since 2008, which you know, the thing that happened, what 2008 did and what happened since then, Gerald, and this is amplifying your point, is they've taken any veil that they may have shrouded their actions and their intentions. They basically removed that veil. I mean, they're pretty much blatant about it now, aren't they?
The
fascists you're talking about.
You know, I just mentioned to you earlier, we were talking about Goldman Sachs, and they got fined $5 billion. But the bank is going to, that's a headline, that's a
right.
PR number.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get tax breaks. They're going to, they'll pay much, much less when you look at these deals.
But the point, and
they get a free ride after committing major crimes. But I'm going to tell you, Mr. Blasingame, don't go over that yellow line. You
right.
were too close to the right. How
mm-hmm.
many drinks did you have?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't pay your taxes in full? Oh, what did they get? They arrested a guy for a video that he didn't return 12 years ago?
Right, right.
Well, so what I'm saying is it's bigger than this, because what happens when you have this inequity, it's called a neo-feudal society. You have different rules for the elite, the economic elite and the political elite, and different laws and rules for
we
the
little
people.
If you don't think he's telling the truth right now, ladies and gentlemen, look at what's going on with Hillary Clinton. That if you think she's not an elite, whether there are different rules. But the reason I brought that up, Gerald, to make your point, is because by raising the veil on their intentions and their behaviors, it's actually made it easier for us to see the trends.
Exactly. And you talked about the Clintons, and I'm talking about merger of state and corporate powers. This guy gets 300. The Clintons made speaking fees between the two of them $150 million.
And I don't have a problem with that as long as
there's
no
but you know where they're getting it from. I just mentioned Goldman Sachs. Who's the guy that deregulated the Glass-Steagall Act? Mm-hmm. Clinton. These aren't speaking fees. You could hear them BS for free
long. That's where the corruption that allegedly is being investigated right now. But back to your point, I want to come back to your on-trendpreneur ideas. And I just wanted to say that the more these people are unveiling their behavior, which is pretty much out there right now, you should be able to see the way things are going now more than you could have before, which would have been under a shroud.
Yeah, and you know and there's so much information out there. I mean, when I go, you know, we do research every day. I mean, you know, the internet, you know, gives you a whole different perspective. I mean, I read China Daily, you know, People's Daily, Global Times. I'll read Fars from Iran to Al Jazeera to Haaretz, the Israeli. I'll read the Russian news, Sputnik, and Russia Today. So what I'm saying is the information is out there. Is it skewed? Of course it is. But you pick out what you think is right about it.
When you read enough of it, you see the skewing meets you back in the middle. And, folks, this is the reason why if you're interested in these kinds of things, if you believe that Gerald is onto something, and I really do think he is, or I wouldn't have had him back on the last 18 years, not just because he's handsome, then that's the reason why I encourage you to go to his website, trendsresearch.com, right, Gerald?
Trendsresearch.com.
So check it out. And the Trends Journal, which is his periodical, follow what he's doing. He does the reading and condenses it for you, and then you get the benefit of that. Quick break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.